Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Federal Reserve finishes its two-day September meeting today and is widely expected to make its first cut to a key interest rate since the spring of 2020.
What does it mean for your wallet? Well, it's going to be cheaper to borrow money. Think less expensive mortgages, car loans, and credit card debt. If you've been carrying a balance on your credit card, you felt the sting of high rates with the average APR now a staggering 28%, nearly. A rate cut will mean a decrease there.
That's ABC Chief Business Correspondent Rebecca Jarvis. Lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs will be back in court today trying to get the hip-hop mogul released on bail. They offered $50 million yesterday, but the federal judge said no, citing a danger for witnesses and alleged victims in the sex trafficking and racketeering case. Schools closed in Lebanon and Hezbollah promising retaliation against Israel for the simultaneous pager attacks that left nearly 3,000 people injured and killed at least a dozen. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance predicts Donald Trump will win Wisconsin. He rallied supporters in Eau Claire yesterday.
From Wisconsin, we're going to send a message. And that message is, we're going red, the country's going red, Donald J. Trump is our president, and we're going to win in November.
Trump maintains he won Wisconsin in 2020, though all evidence shows he lost. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Madison Friday night. Senator Tammy Baldwin is speaking out for in vitro fertilization. Senate Republicans blocked a bill establishing a nationwide right to IVF yesterday. Baldwin says IVF helps people who want to have families. Baldwin's challenger, Eric Hovde, also says he supports IVF procedures. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's not just you. We are getting tons of campaign ads here in the Madison area. A report from the Wesleyan Media Project shows both campaigns spent more than $1 million this summer on ads in the Madison market. Of course, they're also coming here often. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Madison this Friday. If you're sick of the ads, we only have 48 days until the election. Meanwhile, City of Madison officials broke ground on what they're calling missing middle housing. The buildings are on Teresa Terrace on the west side, owned by the city's Community Development Authority. They'll be turned into townhomes. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
Single-family homes have their place. We're building more of them in the City of Madison. We want more of them in the City of Madison. And big apartment buildings have their place. But we also really need the things in between.
The townhomes will be dedicated rentals going to lower-income families. They should be finished sometime next year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers' magic number is 1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee lost 5-1 to the Phillies on Tuesday, but because the Chicago Cubs also lost, the Brewers need either a win or a Cubs loss on Wednesday to clinch the NL Central and a playoff spot. With the Cubs game likely done before the Brewers take the field against the Phillies, Milwaukee could know its playoff fate before first pitch tonight. The Green Bay Packers may be without Jordan Love for a second straight game due to an MCL sprain. But Coach Matt LaFleur is ready to go with Malik Willis, who he said is prepared if they need him again.
I think you have to kind of go through it. I think we're all learning each other, and he felt confident in terms of what he was able to show through the course of the week of practice. But ultimately, just there's heightened anxiety, heightened pressure when you're in a real game situation. So I don't think you truly know until you get out there and kind of go through that process with him.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny and 87 today. Partly cloudy, 56 tonight. Sunny and 87 again tomorrow. Showers and storms are likely Thursday night. Lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, 86 on Friday. A touch cooler, 82 Saturday and mid-70s Sunday.
It's 51 at our studios. Save big money on your next flooring update right now at Menards. Complete your room with Shaw Floors. From durable and waterproof vinyl plank flooring to soft and luxurious carpet, Shaw has all of the flooring options for every room in your home. Head to Menards and save big on Shaw Flooring. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our statewide Text to Win green and gold contest continues. Dr. Laura Hanks here with public service announcement at 11:33. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinere on air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
So my kids keep me humble. Unfortunately, Kamala Harris doesn't have anything keeping her humble.
She also pronounced her name wrong.
Well, that's par for the course. I don't get upset about that.
Of course you do. I need a microphone.
My song.
No.
Oh.
It's going to be one of those days.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Here. Should we...
See, yeah. I'm being silenced.
Uh-oh.
This
uh-oh.
Is cancel
yeah.
culture.
Oh, no.
All right. All right.
Wow, that just happened overnight. Hi, little microphone. Good morning. Uh-oh. Okay. I forgot to tell you to get Shut the Mountain ready for Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Oh.
I've had it just about up to here with them dividing people and insulting people. First of all, Kamala Harris, as you said, Jody, before the show, is not childless. She has stepkids, right? Pete Buttigieg didn't have them, you know, biologically, obviously.
Right.
His kids are just as legitimate.
Right.
People that adopt children.
Exactly.
People that can't have children. Yes. People that don't want children.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Shut the f*** up. Shut all the way the f*** up until you reach the top of Shut Mountain where there are no more ups to shut.
You look like you're at a press conference with all the mics in front of you.
I'll take questions here now. Oh, speaking of press conferences, thank you for declining on my behalf Piers Morgan's kind invitation to appear on
this morning.
Something.
Was
this
it? Morning?
At 8 a.m. this morning.
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm working.
No.
Mommy's working. And also, Piers is a douche.
I was very nice about it. I said, thank you for the invite.
Listen, I admire the intestinal fortitude of the Buttigieges in the world. Mama doesn't have it anymore. I don't.
You used to. You grew out of it.
Yeah. I've eased into my pussitude.
Yeah. Ever since Neil Cavuto took you to the woodshed.
And now Neil Cavuto and I agree on pretty much everything.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Maybe we should get back together.
You're never, ever, ever.
Ever. That's what Neil would say. His producer would be like, Neil says he's never, ever, ever getting back together with her again. Okay, where was I? I'm just so tired of it. Aren't we tired of this? Just this trying to divide. This is all they ever do.
Mm-hmm.
Between J.D. Vance and Sarah Huckabee Sanders. What is your obsession with people that don't have biological children? Look at Jody Hamilton is a perfectly good baby T-shirt cannon, and she just chose not to. She's a straight baby T-shirt cannon.
You could have had some beautiful children.
I know. Oh, my God. Your and Lonnie's kids would have been beautiful.
Right?
And
it's her anniversary today.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
That's what I said.
Happy anniversary. Happy, happy, happy.
All right.
No, we decided to not pursue children.
Yeah, right. Well, that's, we are in Hollywood, and that we are shallow, and that is just a shame because they'd be so pretty.
Yeah, they wouldn't
yeah.
be pretty.
When we said you shouldn't judge people who don't have kids, we don't mean ones that would have been really pretty.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
They would have been spoiled by their grandmother, too.
Oh, definitely.
Auntie, Grandma Carol Burnett, come on.
Mops. That's what they call her, is Mops.
Mops?
Mops?
Yeah, because my dad was
is
Pops.
Is that the washerwoman mop? Or
no,
just
no, my
Mops?
Dad was Pops.
Okay.
With all of his grandkids, okay. And so with her step-grandchildren and then her grandchildren, it was Mops.
Okay,
Mops,
that's cool.
Pops.
I believe she deprived some purely fictional children of Carol Burnett as a grandmother. I mean, how un-American. Of Jody Hamilton.
She's got two with Aaron, and then another 15.
You are technically on Earth. Okay. You are technically on Earth to be a walking sperm receptacle, and you have failed at your only mission in life.
No, I haven't.
No, that's not a failure.
I have not.
I'm failed. Just seriously. It's not me. Like, I just, you know, I don't care. Like, I obviously made the choice not to have kids. I don't. It's just, I'm so personally offended on behalf of
same.
God. Yeah. Just yeah. All of the women out there that you know are judged as less than by the. By someone that wears that dress with cowboy boots. Oh
I'm
my God,
saying. That dress. Oh, that picture.
I'm just saying.
Someone on Threads called her a broodmare. I'm like, that's not very nice.
That isn't nice, but she's not nice.
She's judging everybody else's kids as not, like, they're not real kids.
Right.
You're not a real mother if they're stepkids or adopted or, you know, or you, it's just, I can't believe they find new ways every day to alienate people, to divide people. Like Kamala Harris always says, she really believes that there's more that unites us than divides us. But Republicans just like, that's what they do. Just, you know, oh, you're not a good Jew if you don't vote for Trump because, you know, just trying to find ways to anyway, I'm just, thank you, by the way. I needed the love letter. I'm in a mood at this press conference. Hello. Hello, good morning. No, that doesn't work. No, okay.
I don't know
why. Just testing it.
Yeah, we're going to need to mess
we're going
to
figure that out at
the break.
At a commercial break, yeah.
No further questions. Miss Miller. No. I'll only answer in the microphone that doesn't work. The answer is... Okay. Dan from Binghamton says, Steph, Sarah Huckabee Sanders criticized Vice President Harris for not having any biological children. George Washington, our first and most scholars agreed greatest president, didn't have any biological children. Not to mention one of the greatest people to ever walk the planet, Stephanie Miller, doesn't have any biological children.
Uh-oh.
And she turned out all right.
Well,
all right.
Pushing it a little.
All right.
I feel a nation of people doing this with their hand.
Yeah.
All right.
They kind of watch your slow motion breakdown every day.
I mean, I turned out like this.
Yeah.
So there's that.
All right, maybe there is an argument. I am in an I hate everybody mood because, okay, so this one, Trump confusing Bagram air base
with
in Afghanistan
with Anwar.
With
that's it.
The
Anwar
Arctic
to,
wildlife ref. I mean, and he didn't just slip once. He said it like five or six times. It's just, I can't anymore with the fill in the blank if Biden had.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Oh, my God. This happens every day. We have to hear this. Go ahead.
We're energy independent. We were soon going to be energy dominant, and we would have been now having so much money coming out of the energy. We just have the best. We have Bagram in Alaska. They say it might be as big, might be bigger than all of Saudi Arabia. I got it approved. Ronald Reagan couldn't do it. Nobody could do it. I got it done. In their first week, they terminated it.
Okay. Right. Is it Scarborough that said, check that one out, Bagram. So, no, they just, like, he said it.
So many times.
Several times. And then he got confused and he said, check that one out, Bagram. It's no, think about this. Between Bagram and you go to Anwar, you take a look at the kinds of things we've given up. We should have had that air base. We should have had that oil.
What?
Huh? What?
What? I don't. Okay.
What?
Did I mention he doesn't know anything?
So he thinks
about
there's
anything?
An air base at...
In Anwar, Alaska?
Okay.
I'm confused.
He's confused.
He confused a whole lot of stuff there.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Bagram, Alaska. Nice this time of year. What? Okay.
It's starting to get a little chilly.
It's starting to cool down.
Okay. Also, can I just, this one. This is the I Hate Everyone stack this morning, which is quite deep.
Okay.
Hannity falsely calls Trump's would-be assassins Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Just, This whole thing. Oh, who's got a squeaky toy? Someone's got a squeaky Christmas moose.
What?
Bonnie and Clyde do.
It's a Christmas moose. It's got a little thing on it.
Okay. You know what? I'm making a very, I think, brilliant geopolitical point. That happens.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It really undercuts my gravitas.
Is that why people tune in?
My life is so pathetic.
Is that...
I literally feel like I'm making a really good, and it's just like, that's my life.
Is that why you're the number one progressive talk show?
Right, right. Well, I am, so I'm not really childless, because that's, most parents recognize your kids interrupting you. This is from the COVID era, when you're on Zoom, trying to make an important point on TV. Uh-huh.
And then the kid walks in naked.
Yeah. Right.
Squinky, squinky, squinky.
Okay. Do you not understand who mommy is? Why?
They're
Do I not,
not
get the
fans.
Respect that I am entitled to?
They are not your fans.
Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to? Why can't you treat me like I would be treated by any stranger on the street? Because I am not one of your fans!
My point is Trump is a clear international... Okay, now Clyde needs that Christmas moose.
Oh,
okay.
It was Clyde? Of course it was Clyde.
It was both of them. They were fighting over it.
That's the bigger Christmas moose. They had the smaller Christmas moose. Okay,
there are two Christmas meese?
Meeses to pieces.
They love those meeses to pieces. Where was I? I don't know.
No idea
at all.
Is
this really it? Is this
it
for me?
This is it. This is the end of the road.
Mm-hmm. I was contemplating my own singledom when I couldn't sleep all last night. I was like, this is pretty much it. And then I'm going to go in my basement and be interrupted by a squeaky toy.
No, you know.
All right. Anyway, my point is, we keep saying, imagine if this was Joe Biden. Imagine if this were, what if this were a Haitian immigrant?
Right.
That it was found with a gun near Trump. But it's not. It's always a white, right-wing guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they still just lie about it, right? So Sean Hannity blamed liberal politicians for the actions of two would-be assassins of Trump and falsely claimed they were Democrats. Routh, this latest guy, is a registered unaffiliated voter in North Carolina. He said on Facebook he voted for Trump in 2016. Then he got disillusioned. He was for Ramaswamy or Haley. In what universe is that a Democrat?
Right.
He's a Republican.
Right.
He's a Trump voter. Crooks, the other one, is, as we know, a registered Republican, the 20-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hannity said two psychotic Democrats took the Democrats' rhetoric to heart and tried to murder Donald Trump.
What he went rhetoric?
He went on to accuse the White House of encouraging violent behavior.
No.
Since when?
Since when?
Has anybody? I mean, if anything, it's the opposite. We are literally an upside-down world. Mm-hmm. If Vice President Harris and President Biden have condemned violence at every turn. Mm-hmm. In fact, she called Donald Trump to make sure he was okay,
she did.
Right.
As did President Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because they're decent human beings. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, Hannity did one of his famous montages of no Democrats. Somebody on MSNBC called and compared him to Hitler. Yeah, you know who else did? J.D. Vance.
Thank you.
J.D. Vance. Why aren't you blaming J.D. Vance for the... Two right-wing white guys trying to... Oh, I can't. I just can't. This is when I stop. Now they've stopped squeaking. Now I'm out of good points and they've stopped squeaking.
Yeah, I think you could have used a squeak or two there.
Now I'm going to get one just to punctuate my point.
Yeah.
You dare me to come with next time I get invited on TV like Piers Morgan to bring it with me?
Yeah.
Just make a point.
Oh, you should have. You should have said yes to Piers Morgan and then done that.
Well, it was going to be at 8 a.m. our time. So.
And also he's a douchebag.
And then there's that.
Mommy does not have, as you know from watching the show, the intestinal fortitude.
Not at all. No.
They were very nice inviting you.
Were they? Yeah.
They were.
All right. Thanks for that.
It was a very nice invite.
Sure. 19 minutes. Hey, it's Man Meat Wednesday.
Oh, hey.
I can digest that just fine. Right? Bob Seska, Malcolm Nance, Carlos L's Rocky.
Yep.
19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by not just probiotics. I've heard about probiotics for years, maybe even before Jody Hamilton. Who knows? However, they're not all created equal. They're just not. There's one reason a lot of them fall short. Survivability.
What is survivability,
Thank
Stephanie?
Thank you. To work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut, no matter what occurs.
Alive?
You must stay alive, probiotic.
Come with me.
I say that every time before I take it.
Come with me if you want to stay alive.
Come with me if you want to stay alive. And then I take it. Okay. It has to survive past your stomach acid,
right,
which is strong enough to dissolve metal, which is kind of cool, but not good for probiotics. For my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. Third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics. That's a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood. Zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, perfect for your whole family, however, biological or not. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic, 100% risk-free today. Get 20% off your first purchase for a limited time, justthrivehealth.com. The promo code is Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller, the high priestess of excellent liberal talk radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, as the cool fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set, made from premium viscose from bamboo. These sheets are unbelievably soft and get softer with every wash. Plus, if you're like me and you get too warm at night, you'll love how breathable and temperature regulating they are. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch knit bamboo pajama set is another must-have. It's like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance sleep short, designed for comfort and breathability. They'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Miller. Use the code Miller for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Miller. Don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall. Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning Simply Safe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive Live Guard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report. 5 years running, join countless listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. One more time, SimplySafe.com/Stephanie.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about talking about money and why we got to do it, even though it's something we really don't want to do. In our culture, we're almost conditioned, like trained, not to discuss it. You know, it's impolite, it can make people uncomfortable, it could cause conflict. Well, I'm here to say that not talking about money makes it harder to solve money problems, harder to ask for a raise, harder to figure out and talk about what we want in life. Look, if you want to make more money and you want to get better at your money, you gotta talk about your money. So let me start with a suggestion that I saw once on a shoebox. Just do it. Find a trustworthy friend or a family member and just talk to them about what's nagging you about your money. Now, you might not solve everything, but I bet you'll make some headway, and I promise it gets easier and better every time. For more money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Take good care.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's just
a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm going on a manhunt, turning around. Women have been hunting, now we're hunting around. Manhunt, we all got the need. One has been waiting and taking the lead.
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show, co-hosted by Jody Hamilton and Mrs. Kisses. Look at Bonnie. Bonnie's Mrs. Kisses.
Oh.
She's demonstrating her patented bitey kiss.
Okay.
Right? Never know what you're going to get. Like love itself.
Yep.
Okay.
Lots of chocolates.
Okay, 25 minutes after the hour. Oh, Jody and I were saying Sarah Huckabee Sanders insulting, again, people without biological children.
Mm-hmm.
We were just saying she's insulted every single square on the Brady Bunch.
Yep.
Which, for those of us who grew up in the Brady Bunch generation, you, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yep.
What did she say? I have my kids keep me humble. Kamala Harris doesn't have anything to keep her humble. Mm-hmm. Kamala Harris, first of all, is okay. I don't even want to. She's naturally humble, even though she's been a public servant all her life.
Exactly.
Even though she could have made $11 kajillion mm-hmm. in the private sector, it just I just okay. I'm gonna need some backup.
Okay. Where,
you know what? I need some
what?
Hope. I need a homo of hope.
Oh.
Hello, Seth.
Hello, homos and Jomo. So, first, if I may blow my homo of hope horn.
Okay.
Please, blow your own horn.
Many months ago, Stephanie, blow my own horn. Somebody's got to.
Yes.
To put in your paper calendar
many
months ago that I predicted we would get North Carolina and we'd get it early and game over. And I'm so happy that all of the pundits have finally caught up to me.
Yes.
And just FYI. I predicted Georgia 2020 and Ohio 2008. So I'm
well,
not
and you also looked at your calendar that Durham, sexy liberal, was going to be September 21st.
Right.
So you knew that that would put the final nail in the Republican coffin there. Yeah.
You will. You will make that happen. All of your sexy liberalness is going to make that happen.
Yep.
That and everything they say, what Sarah Huckabee says, like is so anti-everybody that they are turning more and more people onto us. And when you compare Kamala, like her humbleness and how she talks about everything, how she reaches out, her whole comments about what happened in Georgia to that poor woman that the abortion ban caused her death. Like, oh my God, the energy she puts out.
She is fantastic. I mean, in all the Trump chaos and noise, Seth, I have to say, I don't know if you saw her yesterday speaking, but she was talking about it being picture day and, you know, the bomb threats in Springfield.
Yeah.
And just the way she speaks to everyday experiences is, I think, incredible.
When she used that word picture day, you could just feel it in your heart because you felt it in her heart. And you could see and feel all of those kids the night before picking out their clothes. And compare that to J.D. Vance, who can, the only person, him and Trump, can use, talk about turning, toning down the rhetoric while they're putting out dog whistles for violence.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, the contrast is blinding.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. By the way, yesterday, Vance said, we've never had a faker, more fraudulent person run for president of the United States, and we have to remind people of that every single day.
Huh.
You're with the reality show grifter con man calling Kamala Harris fake? In what way is Kamala Harris fake? Oh, my God, here it is. Here's
my heart breaks for this community. There were children, elementary school children, who it was school photo day. You remember what that's like? Going to school on picture day, who dressed up in their best, got all ready, knew what they were going to wear the night before, and had to be evacuated. Children.
Yeah. I always grew a zit
It didn't matter what day of the year it was. I always grew a zit for picture day. 29 minutes after the hours. Bob Seska next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voter registration spiked in Wisconsin right after the last presidential debate. State officials say new voter registrations averaged about 2,100 a day between August 27th and September 10th. But in the 2 days after that, the average jumped to more than 7,800. That includes first-time voters and voters who registered again after moving. Teachers in Wisconsin make about 24% less than other college graduates. That's according to a new study. Economist Sylvia Allegretto authored the report for the Center on Economic Policy Research.
Are we able to retain the teachers that are already in the profession? And how are we going to attract and retain future students of today to choose teaching as a profession?
She recommends more public investment in schools. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Fire crews were called to a pub this morning. The alarm rang out before 3 a.m. in Blue Mounds. The fire was at Curly's Pub and Grub on Main Street. Multiple fire departments showed up to fight the flames. Meanwhile, a man was rescued from the hood of his car, floating in a Fitchburg retention pond. It happened yesterday morning at McKee Farms Park, the city's biggest park complex. Authorities say firefighters got into the water and pulled him out. Then they towed his car. No word yet on why he was there. And Wisconsin's first electric garbage trucks are ready to get to work right here in Madison. George Fotopoulos from Mack Trucks.
These vehicles offer real-world here benefits. They're more efficient, they're quieter, they're safer, they have lower emissions, which that means they're also healthier for the communities that they serve.
The city is asking for suggestions on what to name these two new trucks. You can email your ideas to dropoff@cityofmadison.com and keep it clean, pun intended. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny and 87 today. Partly cloudy, 56 tonight. Sunny and 87 again tomorrow. Showers and storms are likely Thursday night. Lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, 86 on Friday. A touch cooler, 82 Saturday and mid-70s Sunday.
Currently, 53 degrees.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers. Because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us, now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and AgriFab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Carl and Peggy Hendricks from the Hendricks Distillery in Oshkosh. And Sarah Enwald, festival manager for Festivals of Cedarburg, joins to discuss Cedarburg's Wine and Harvest Festival.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I have to sit back and ask, is this a nefarious thing that's going on within the side of the Secret Service that they're just leaving these areas open? Because if that's the case, then I think Trump needs to take a serious step back and hire individuals like myself and other people that I can bring in to simply do perimeter checks, and then he can campaign as normal. But right now, I'd be sweating bullets every time I went out there, because I'm going to say this on air. I said it earlier on the radio. The Democrat Party, regardless of the rhetoric that they want Trump dead.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Okay, that was, what's his name? Jonathan Gilliam?
Mm-hmm.
So, Stuart, this he was on with Stuart Varney. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Jonathan. I don't think you can say that legitimately.
I think we can say it legitimately, but I can think we can say that legitimately based on the verbiage that they use, and then they cover up. To say that they want him eliminated, to say that they want him gone, these are words that push people forward, and then you have directors of agencies like this that come on, and they do not do the job, the simple job of perimeter security over and over and over again.
Jonathan, I'm sorry, I'm going to end it right there. I'm not going to take any conspiracy theories on this show.
Thank you.
That's not a conspiracy
theory.
It is.
Yes, it is.
And I'm not having it.
Thank you, Stuart Varney.
What Democrat has said that they want Trump eliminated?
Nobody has said that. Oh, my God. This is honestly incredible that you have two white right-wing guys, right? The latest one was a Trump voter.
Mm-hmm.
Who then went to Ramaswamy and Haley. That is not a liberal.
Right.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay, I need to back up. I need to back off Dreamy Hunky Men. Why? Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute and I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow them.
Bob, are you sure you're not in Bogwar? Afghanistan, Alaska?
Yeah. Yeah, it's an air base and an oil field and all good. It's just chocolate and peanut butter together.
And a dessert topping.
And a dessert topping. Oh, my God. Authentic frontier gibberish from the former president. Remember when Joe Biden referred to President Zelensky as Putin accidentally?
Quickly
corrected himself.
Yes.
Yeah, that was fun. And then the New York Times op-ed page exploded and Politico exploded and Axios exploded. Why, oh, why is he still in the race?
Yeah.
And here's Donald Trump repeatedly referring to Anwar as Bagram and then trying to, like he always does, trying to retcon his screw up, retcon his malfunction.
He always compares it to Pee-wee Herman. I meant to do that when he falls off the bike. Just
You got places like Anwar and Bagram and Anwar Bagram and Ram. You've got Bagwar. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying anymore because I shouldn't even be in this race.
We shouldn't be surprised that Republicans are trying to find a way to spin two white Republican guys trying to kill Trump as because of liberal rhetoric. Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's staggering. Yeah. And all at the same time going, boy, the liberals need to calm down with their violent rhetoric. And why are they trying to kill Trump? Do they even hear themselves? This is remarkable. Stephanie, it's remarkable that this guy is polling in the mid-40s still.
Yeah.
That is a staggering indictment of the American conscience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have a serious, serious dumbass problem in this country that we need to resolve. And as soon as Kamala Harris wins, and I know I got to go outside, turn around three times and spit, but
I don't want to see one balloon, Bob Seska.
One balloon.
I know. I can't believe I just said that. But let's say if she wins, we have a lot of fixing to do people who are just out to lunch. Donald Trump yesterday said that if the climate crisis really gets bad, it'll be great news for Michigan because they'll have all kinds of seafront property.
Oh, God. Okay.
You know what? If the ocean rises so high that it reaches Michigan, human civilization will be long gone.
Yeah.
And Mar-a-Lago is going to be one of the first to go.
Yeah.
I don't know if he realizes that.
Yeah.
But Mar-a-Lago will be underwater, followed by Bedminster, which is in New Jersey. If you've ever been in New Jersey, it's
that'll be water world.
As a pancake. Yeah.
By the way, can I just say, in response to what we just played, Rude Pundit said, I got to say, it's looking an awful lot like one of the reasons for the gun dune getting up close to Trump is that Trump is being an a-hole about listening to the Secret Service when it comes to his golfing and other things. Mm-hmm. Not to mention that he decided to do this last minute, right? And, you know, here you go, oh, yeah, the Democrats are trying to kill him. What?
Can we talk about why this is a story? Because I got to be honest, there were multiple, like dozens of threats like this against Barack Obama, starting in 2008. The most recent one was in 2023. There was a guy wandering around outside Barack Obama's house with explosives and firearms.
Trump gave his address out.
Yes, he did.
That's why that happened. Yeah, go ahead.
Remember when Barack Obama went to his social media app and started whining and crying about why, oh, why the Republicans are trying to kill him? After No, I don't remember that at all because it actually didn't happen. Because he's not going to exploit an incident like that for BS sympathy because no one else can find any reason to sympathize with Donald Trump in the first place. So he's got to make things up like this.
And by the way, Hannity plays a whole montage. People, you know, saying that he's a threat to democracy, which he is. And that is not saying... Oh, kill him.
No, it's not.
Like, exactly. Can I just say, our friend Michelangelo Signorelli, who we love and got to hang out with the DNC, just said, GOP tells us violent rhetoric doesn't kill people. Vance and Trump take no responsibility for El Paso, Pittsburgh, 1-6, bomb threats in Springfield, etc. So it's not going to fly telling Dems to tone down the rhetoric on Trump. Besides, there's nothing violent being said, and the two people who have allegedly tried to assassinate Trump were not Democrats. I mean, it just, we're in the upside down as usual, aren't we?
Oh, God, yes. And I think this guy who was wandering around with the AK-47 in the bushes near the West Palm Beach golf course, which is next to Mar-a-Lago. I didn't realize there were two separate places, but they are. And this guy obviously didn't fire a shot, didn't do anything. But he's probably in a Venn diagram somewhere with Alex Jones. I think he's somewhere in that sort of conspiracy theory, contrarian universe that doesn't really align with any one political party or any one political ideology. It's kind of just all over the place. Whatever comes into his Swiss cheese brain, that's what he's going to talk about and say on social media. And that's obviously borne out by his actual social media before I think Elon Musk banned him. So we couldn't look at his posts.
You're the one that retweeted you said there's a Wikipedia page for the many threats against Barack Obama's life, 2008 to 2023. So many they need to be listed by the year. So you know this ridiculous Elon Musk. Oh, no one's even trying to assassinate Biden and Kamala. Yes, they are. They just don't whine about it every day. Like, they try to, you know, make Trump into a victim over everything, right?
Yeah. And, of course, Elon Musk, once again, proving himself to be a complete menace to society by posting this sort of thing. And, naturally, if someone were to act on that, which, heaven forbid, that should actually happen, but then Elon Musk would be, you know, do the whole Trump thing. Who me? I didn't do this. It was the other people. They did that. It was their fault. You know, just zero accountability. Remember when the Republicans were the party of personal accountability?
I mean, you retweeted Josh Marshall, who just talked about, you know, too many examples of Musk using his assets to provide aid to adversary states. One of the house cleaning we have to do, Bob, is getting rid of the traitors. I mean, you know, you retweeted about Meta bans Russian state media RT over foreign interference scheme. You're like, good news, I guess, but it should have happened years ago. Zuckerberg's been aware of Russia's ongoing effery reaching back to 2016. I mean, first of all, doesn't this feel like now a warning to us? We're like, oh, really? You just decided that Russia might be trying to interfere? I mean,
This has been going on since 2016. Zuckerberg has been aware of it since 2016. Zuckerberg took Russian rubles in exchange for Hillary Clinton disinformation that helped Donald Trump rise to power. One of the primary reasons why Donald Trump was able to eke out a win in 2016 was because of Mark Zuckerberg. And here suddenly he goes, whoa, what's this? Russians are up to something? Wow, we better do something like that. We better do something about that with 49 days before the election to go.
Yeah. Well, you retweeted Jay Black about Musk. You know, if you think that's bad, I read a tweet last night from the owner of a major media company all but calling for violence against Kamala Harris. It's a very beta move. He deleted it and pretended it was a joke, but it was gross and scary. I hope you'll do something about it. I mean, here's Hillary Clinton sitting on Rachel Maddow the other night. You don't remember him saying, you know, if Hillary gets in, nothing you can do except, well, maybe Second Amendment remedies. What is that? How much more explicit death threat do you have to have, right?
Oh, yeah. I posted as part of yesterday's podcast the image of Donald Trump with his, I guess, his head photoshopped onto Rambo's body holding an automatic firearm bigger than me this is the sort of thing we see all the time from the Republicans. I point to that thread that I posted on Twitter a few months ago where there were, you know, a dozen videos that I collected, at least a dozen, of Republicans shooting things they don't like, including Democratic members of Congress.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
this is on TV. So no wonder there are people out there who go, hey, you know what? Maybe the only way to solve my problems is by shooting at them. I wonder where they're getting that idea.
Yeah.
Maybe it's political leadership that sets the tone for the country.
And, yeah, says someone with an AR-15 lapel pin on, right?
It's just, yeah, I mean, we've got a serious issue with a lot of grown-ups, a lot of chronological adults who are deeply, deeply impressionable. Like we used to be, like when I was 8 years old and pretending to be Spider-Man. This is, we've got a bunch of like 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds who want to be Donald Trump, or they want to pretend as though they're John Wick or something, or, you know, that's one of many issues we have in this country, but it's so bizarre to see chronological adults just cosplaying as Donald Trump and like action heroes, believing that if there's a home invasion in their house, that suddenly they're going to spring into action and, you know, like Dirty Harry and be able to take out someone at 3 o'clock in the morning when they can, you know, barely think clearly. It's just a mass delusion.
Bob, you are Spider-Man. Okay. All right. This is why I want you, because I had a home invasion. I want you to come live with me. I believe that you are Spider-Man. Okay. So you retweeted Mary Trump. So the people calling Trump a threat to American democracy, those of us who are paying attention, are not the people calling for violence. Thank you. And, you know, the elementary school being evacuated due to another bomb threat. You said New York Times probably. Students should thank Trump for surprise 3-day weekend. I mean... You know, and everybody's making a joke about, right? Tucker Carlson's like, oh, this is making all the right people mad, the dogs and cats. Oh, really? Until, like, you know, some Haitian kids get blown up. And right. then, you know, then that'll be hilarious, won't it?
That's right. Yeah, it's absolutely obscene what is going on. I mean, the other day, Donald Trump referred to two reputable ABC News anchors and the Democratic nominee for president as being mentally challenged. I mean, this is something that didn't even make news. This wasn't a story at all. So the fact that we're talking about this lie regarding Springfield at all is kind of amazing. You know, it's staggering the level of deceit, staggering the level of what a Republican or any politician can get away with now with this complicit news media.
Yeah.
I don't understand what is going on, why they're able to continue to manage as national leaders without being called on the carpet about it. Yeah.
The lying, if we ever thought it could be worse, it is exponentially, it has turned up to 11 from, you know, from the 2016 campaign. Like you pointed out just one, Martha McCollum, Biden added fewer jobs than Trump did over the course of those 4 years, according to our brain room. And you were just like pants on fire. Donald had a net loss of 2.7 million jobs. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone wanted Roe v. Wade overturned. Kamala Harris is doing trans surgery on illegal immigrants in prison. I think we've never sort of found ourselves in just like everything is like a solid wall of lies about, you know, provable things, right?
Yeah, and it's about big things. It's not like little lies or exaggerations, which we're all accustomed to. You know, it's hand in hand with politics a lot of times. Politicians bend the truth or, you know, use hyperbole. But with Donald Trump, it's just wholesale nonsense. We took in millions and billions from China through the tariffs. No, you have no idea. What are you talking about? That's complete BS. You have no idea what a tariff even is.
Right.
What are you doing here? How have you gotten this far in politics by saying things like that? Just a nation of gullible suckers, I think. Yeah.
And can I just end with this one? Make America Joyful Again threads. 100% of them are white. 100% of them are male. 100% of them had assault rifles. 100% of them are not Haitians. 100% of them are not immigrants. 100% of them are Republicans. And, you know, again, it's on the mainstream media, too, to not be afraid. Someone else was just talking about just sort of the basic fear of just calling what is that he is an obvious lunatic in mental decline. That, you know, what do we call it? The sane washing, right?
Oh, yeah. And I think it's even more than age. I think this is a matter of mental instability. This is someone who would destabilize the country, destabilize the economy, destabilize international affairs, destabilize Eastern Europe by encouraging Vladimir Putin to invade. I'm staggered that people are looking at Donald Trump as a solution. I mean, how is that in any universe a solution to anything, whether it's the economy or Ukraine or anything else. It's to make things far, far worse. And as soon as people begin to realize that, I think the better off we'll all be.
Yeah, absolutely. Bob Seska, you are Spider-Man. And you are my love and my light. You are my inspiration.
Oh, okay, good.
And every other Chicago song lyric. I love you. Goodbye.
I love you too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, I'll see you Saturday in the park. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. Brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Yeah.
Why? Because. Just because. They are the... If Sexy Liberal were like a phone company, mm-hmm. that's what it'd be. Right?
Yep.
They believe in your, they care about your world as much as you do. They've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, Planned Parenthood, ACLU, on and on. You get the nation's most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and switching, Credo, so easy.
It is.
Bam.
Lemon
like
squeezy.
Right, like you're Samantha and Bewitched. Just bring your phone, bring your current number. That's Credo.
All right.
All right. CredoMobile.com. For back to school, they'll give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to them. And Credo will donate $50 to donors choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them. Spoiler alert, all teachers need them.
Yeah.
Okay. Learn more at CredoMobile.com or call 877-346-0516.
Is this off the hook or what?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Do you love food but feel like it doesn't love you back? Maybe you've noticed an increase in gas, bloating, and digestion lately. Are you worried the only solution is to make big changes to your diet? What if there's an easier way? With Just Thrive Probiotic, you can finally break through from the cycle of discomfort and take back control. Just Thrive's breakthrough formula is clinically proven to help you beat digestive issues. And Just Thrive's award-winning formula has 1,000 times better survivability. You can sprinkle it into any food or drink, or it comes in gummies, too. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode podcast with Tina, the founder of Just Thrive. Experience the Just Thrive probiotic difference today and get 20% off. You heard me right, 20% off your first order at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. I love my Just Thrive products. I take them every day. That is justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off with the promo code Stephanie.
Wisconsin's volunteers are making a difference in our communities every single day. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org. You can filter by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more, all to help find the best fit for you. Go to volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin, paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the one-on-one discussion with Liz Cheney. Hear why the former Republican Party leader does not support Donald Trump and more on Friday, September 20th at 7:30 p.m. Coverage featuring Liz Cheney live from Idea Fest, Friday night, September 20th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station. There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day, and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger.
It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This portion of the show brought to you by my morning kick. I'm telling you, super powering me through this tour.
Yep.
Off to Durham, North Carolina, then Phoenix next weekend. OMG, it's a lot. Morning kick is in my it's a bike bottle, travel bottle, you name it. You get to hydrate,
yeah.
And you just don't waste your hydration on pure just water. 10 supplements in one. Fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor. You get your probiotics, your prebiotics, your ashwagandha, your stuff to support your gut health, boost your energy. I love it.
Yes.
It's a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, do it with Mama. Whee! RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Some settling may have occurred. Yeah.
Made up that last part.
Yeah, just made it up. Okay. Chris, who said we have Bagram in Alaska? They said it might be bigger than Saudi Arabia. I got it approved.
Mr. Jinx the Cat.
That's close. That's close.
All right.
That would be idiot boy. Orange idiot boy.
Okay.
Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By the way, Dino Badala, our friend, said VP Harris called Donald Trump today to see how he was doing. In contrast, Trump called Harris the enemy within, mm-hmm. and part of the people that want to destroy our country. It's clear who wants political violence in the USA. Thank you,
yep.
Dean. Ugh. Okay. Jenny in Baltimore. Hello, Jenny.
Is this the giggling whore?
Hello, my darling.
Hi, Giggly Whore.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Hi, Steph. I was just calling because, as you know, I only get you through the StephCast $495 a year in advance. And I've been listening to you for, I don't know, 20 years. And I heard you yesterday talking about how Donald could not prove that Kamala worked at McDonald's, and you said, well, I don't put all my crappy jobs on my resume, so people can't, you know where I worked. And I just want to let you know that there are those of us out here in radio land who remember, you are never going to escape the fact that you were the dancer at Itchy Kitty.
Right. Yeah, that's because if it's in Wikipedia, you know it's true. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. And I just want to let you know that we are paying attention.
Thank you. I can never escape my Itchy Kitty past. You know how it is. I also worked at the concession stand at the Palace Theater in Lockport, New York, the movie theater.
Oh,
I also did not put that on my resume.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Pete in Wisconsin, everybody.
Forgot about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good, buddy.
Yeah, I would get questions like, how much is the dollar popcorn? And then kids would just like put all these pennies and go, what can I get for this?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite
I'm sure
job.
You love that.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah. Hi, Pete. That's why I didn't have kids. Hi, Pete.
Good morning.
Hi.
So real quick, I just wanted to talk real quick about the sane washing of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And basically in the media, we're all treating this like he's a normal candidate in a normal campaign. And that's just simply not the case.
Correct.
And I think at some point you have to acknowledge the reality on the ground that the most dangerous person and the person with the most dangerous rhetoric is Donald Trump, hands
Thank
down.
Thank you. Thank you. Malcolm M's coming up.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a Hump Day edition. We have from the Lincoln Project, Trigby Olson, and Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers. Because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.